is slashing?
Slashing is, like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
Welcome again, everyone, to the Drop Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. Today, we're going to be going over Game 4 of Round 2 between the Blues and the Dallas Stars. The Blues were looking to take a 3-1 commanding lead. Dallas wanted no part of it. They wanted to come out flying and putting pressure on the Blues and win this game so they could take it back to Dallas tied 2-2. Let's see how this game started.
Skated a bit that time by Travis Bone. Camped out. It's a breakaway. Tarasenko's in. He scores!
You can't turn the puck over. Everybody's paying attention to the puck. Vladdy Tarasenko's in behind the coverage of Demers and in behind the coverage of Russell. He walks in all alone on Corey Lettinen, and he puts it through the wickets. 1-0 St. Louis.
That was a great goal by Tarasenko. I mean, just an awesome shot. A great wrist shot. He was assisted by Jaden Schwartz, who got his 6th assist of the playoffs. Carl Gunnarsson got his 2nd assist of the playoffs, and that was Tarasenko's 6th goal of the playoffs, which is just nice to see. He needs to keep scoring like this to keep the Blues alive. Would the Blues keep putting on the pressure and take a big lead, or would Dallas come back and show them that they were there to play for this game? Let's get the next highlight.
The Blues are right there in good position. Edmondson gave it away. Foxa with a shot, and he scores! Radek Foxa! That's a huge goal for the Dallas Stars. They tie it.
So just 4 minutes and 5 seconds into the second period, Dallas ties it up on a goal by Foxa, his 3rd of the playoffs. And there were no assists on that goal. So Dallas is starting to put the pressure on the Blues. They're coming back 1-1. They've kind of woken up a little bit after this goal. Let's see who can respond next.
Little backhand dish. Finding Spezza. Slap pass. Ben. Side of the goal. Paddle down. They score! On the rebound, getting to it, was Patrick Sharp in the right place at the right time. And Dallas has a 2-1 lead.
So, with just a minute and 5 seconds later, after Fax's goal, the Dallas Stars get on the board again, 5 minutes and 14 seconds into the second period, on a goal by Patrick Sharp, his 4th of the series, Jamie Benn, his 8th assist of the series, and Spezza, his 7th assist of the series. Can the Blues come back and tie it? Is Dallas going to take a big lead? Let's see what happens right now.
Steen, Tarasenko, out in front, tipped in! Paul Stastny!
Well, this is a set play. He's shooting for the stick of Stastny, and he finds it.
Score the next goal. Who would put their team over to either have the Blues take a commanding 3-1 lead, or Dallas come back and tie the series 2-2? Would it be Dallas? Would it be St. Louis? There would be no answer to that question in the third period because neither team scored. So let's take it to overtime when about 3 minutes in, 2 minutes and 58 seconds into overtime, the team that wanted to win and played the hardest, I believe, won this game. And here is the highlight.
Klingberg in control. Dallas back out. Ben this way for Sharp. Cutting over the line to the outside. A shot taken. They score! The Dallas Stars win it in overtime. It's Cody Eakin. He's the hero. And the series is tied at 2.
That was Cody Eakin's 1st goal of the playoffs. And it couldn't have come at a better time if you're a Stars fan. It was assist by Sharp, his 2nd of the playoffs. Ben, his 9th of the playoffs. And they tie it up to make this a 2-2 game. It's a little depressing for us Blues fans, but I don't think the Blues played their best game tonight. I think Dallas came out and put a lot of pressure on him. And the Blues made a lot of mistakes in their end, especially Bouwmeester. I don't know what he's thinking tonight, but he did not look good at all. Let's hear what Backus and Pietrangelo have to say about the game.
Describe your team's play specifically in the second period.
I don't even remember the second period. I think the game overall was pretty equal. That each team gets a goal and a breakaway and a power play goal. Other than that, few chances traded either way, and you know it was pretty tight there. Trade, you know, even at the end, it's Laterra with a pretty good chance from the slot. They transition, come down, and able to put one in the back of the net. We didn't get it done tonight. It's 2-2. We talked about this is going to be a tight, hard, you know, fought series all the way to the end, and looks like that's where we're headed.
Did you like your start in terms of how you guys got going tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, it wasn't our perfect game or, you know, up to the level we played in game three. They played a better game, I think, overall. And it was one of those tight-knit games where, you know, probably take overtime. Did take overtime. We just, you know, they get the chance and they're able to make good on it. And we're all tied up here and we got to put this behind us like we put the other ones behind us. And worry about going in there Saturday afternoon, winning a game at noon.
What was the mindset following regulation prior to going back out for overtime?
Well, it's a 2-2 game. We've felt that when we put our good game out there, you know, they struggled with it. When we fed their turnover or their transition game, they really gave us troubles and sustained offensive zone time. And you know, I think the shift by Steen and Stastny and Brower was fantastic. They get in the zone and occupy it, and they're able to get a line change, get the new legs out there. Just didn't find a way to beat the goaltender today. And the result is it's 2-2. And again, we're set up to be resilient and believe in our system, and we need to go out there and know that we need 60 minutes of it to be successful. And when we do that, we're right where we need to be.
Why was it so difficult to get extended zone time in the third period?
Well, some of that is, you know, coming out clean so that we can have good possession, put pucks in good spots to get our forecheck established, and other parts of that is them making a few good plays on the breakouts to get out in short order and get back on their attack. And we got to find a way to pounce on those pucks, get it stopped, get it, you know, in their zone and keep it in there for extended time. Otherwise, you know, the track meet definitely weighs the averages in their favor, and we know that.
You guys have proven you can win a game in their building. How do you shift your focus now to game five?
We think of it as one game. It doesn't matter if we're in Dallas, if we're in St. Louis, if we're in middle of nowhere. We got to play our same style of game, put it out there, and when we do that, the chips fall on our side of the table more often than not, and that's our focus right now.
David really had control of it for that turnover in their first
game? Yeah, but, you know, they're a good hockey team. They're going to get opportunities. It's we got to limit the opportunities. I think, you know, the opportunities are given, you know, they're getting, we're giving them. So it's, you know, it's on us to make the right plays.
Was it them, or was it just some self-inflicted things that forced you to, if you did play when you
played? Yeah, a combo of the two. I mean, when they get opportunities, they're dangerous. I mean, we know that. That's, you know, they feed off that. So like I said, we can do a better job managing the puck.
I know that, you know, you guys are hoping to go up 3-1 here, but were you mentally just prepared for this just to be a long series?
Oh, you always got to be prepared for that. I mean, we're, you know, game by game, you got to invest knowing that it could go long, and obviously it would have been nice to go in there being up 3-1, but we're in the situation that we're in and get ready for noon on Saturday.
Your second one came on the power play. You guys have been real good against the power play. It's kind of tough to keep them off the board.
Yeah, we made a mistake. I think, you know, I made a mistake there on that one, but we've been good so far. We're going to need to respond, but, you know, came back, got another one. Would have been nice to get one more.
That was Backus and Pietrangelo's view of the game. Now let's get the coach's view on the game, Ken Hitchcock, and hear what he had to say at the post-game press conference.
Yeah, well, I think two things. We didn't bury him when we had the chance. In the chances in the first period when we had all the odd man rushes and breakaways and stuff, we didn't bury him. And then we let him off the mat with those two quick goals. And then I thought in the third period we were a little bit inconsistent in the third period in our puck management through the neutral zone, but had all the chances at the start, all the odd man rushes and stuff, and didn't extend the 1-0 lead.
Did you get playing with two lateral tonight in the north-south
that you're so good at? Yeah, well, I think that's what happened in the third, fed their transition. You know, we're not gonna beat them at their game. And they're going to probably struggle at our game. And our game was emphatic and dialed in early. And then I thought in the third period, we got away from it a little bit. And then the overtime, we're thinking we're going to score, and 10 seconds later they score. You know, we're standing there. We had a perfect view from the bench. You know, if he gets more wood on it, it's in the net, and it's game over, and then it ends up in our net.
You don't want to point the finger at any one player, just a tough play there by Edmondson.
I don't want to get into going after a guy. It's the wrong time to do that.
Is it good for Brad to talk to him, just to kind of calm him down and keep him focused?
Yeah, well, if a young player, they're going to make mistakes. It's a pretty rich competition right now. Two awful good teams going at it. Not a lot of difference, and everybody knew this was going to be a long, hard series for both teams. I thought both teams at times looked tired today. They've expended so much energy in these games. And, you know, you can throw out game three. I think everybody knows what these games are like. Throw out game three, every game is being right to the wire, and probably will continue to be so.
So the Blues take an overtime loss to the Dallas Stars in game four. The next game is going to be in Dallas, May 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. And I think whoever wins this game can take a pretty good lead into the series. And let's hope the Blues can come back and win game five. That game will be shown on NBC, TVAS, and SN. So check your local listings for that game. But it is at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 Central. We look forward to the next game. We want the Blues to win. My name is Ben Lance. This is the Drop Podcast. Thanks for listening. Please listen to our next show after the Blues game on Saturday. Thanks for being so loyal. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDropHockeyShow. You can also find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. And you can also look for our videos on YouTube. Just look up The Drop Podcast, and we should show up under the channels. Again, thank you for joining us. It's sad to see the Blues lose, but let's wish them the best Saturday, and let's go Blues!
And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old